All right. Good morning, Sarah in St. Eustache. Would you like to have dinner on us at Madison's Restaurant and Bar?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. You've been before?
Yes, actually, it's me and my boyfriend's first date. We went to Madison.
So oh.
Kind of like a restaurant now.
Oh, it's like you have a song and you have a restaurant. I like that.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah. Well, we want to hook you up with $100 to spend there. By the way, free delivery this week from Skip the Dishes at Madison's Restaurant and Bar. Sarah, you know how to play. Are you smarter than Sam?
Yes.
Okay. Good luck. We've got 30 seconds on the clock.
Okay, Sarah.
Thank you.
Established in the 1600s, what Canadian company started as a fur trading post?
As a fur pass.
What is a presidential residence in Russia called?
In Russia? Oh, God, pass.
What does the German word Danke mean in English?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Pass.
What shaping garment of the 19th century was meant to give women an hourglass figure?
A corset?
What position does Harry Potter play on the Quidditch team?
The Seeker.
Oh.
Established in the 1600s, what Canadian company started as a fur trading post?
Fur trading post.
Ooh. There's a buzzer. Nice work, though. You got a few.
Came on at the end.
Yeah. We're going to bring Sam in from his isolated booth. Harry Styles.
My hero.
Your hero, Harry Styles? Since when?
Since he really gave his money up when he was mugged and did the right thing.
Yeah, we can learn nothing from Harry Styles. That's happened to him on Valentine's Day. When someone mugs you, you give them the money.
Yes.
You hand over whatever money you have.
Yes.
Harry Styles, it was like $100,000. For us, it's like $19. We give it all over.
It's all relative.
30 seconds for Sam.
Thank you.
Established in the 1600s, what Canadian company started as a fur trading post?
The Hudson's Bay Company.
What is a presidential residence in Russia called?
The Kremlin?
What does a German word Danke mean in English?
Danke. Thank you. Thank you.
What shaping garment of the 19th century was meant to give women an hourglass figure?
And boy, did they hurt the ribs. They were corsets.
What position does Harry Potter play on the Quidditch team?
You know I don't play Quidditch. Go right fullback.
Nobody
plays Quidditch. It's from a movie.
Oh, it is?
Okay. Yeah, it's flying brooms. Nobody does. Literally nobody.
Well, then I definitely don't.
You thought people played Quidditch?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, it sounds like cribbage. It's close enough.
That's a card game.
I don't know if it was a board game or what.
They're literally flying when they play.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
And like he said, on brooms.
Okay, forget it. The brooms aren't suspended? Okay, forget it.
Okay, wow. Let's see how you guys made it. You should lose for that alone. Established in the 1600s, what Canadian company started as a fur trading post? It is Hudson Bay Company. Sam was correct on that one, I guess. What is the presidential residence in Russia called? It's the Kremlin. Sam was correct on that. What does the German word Danke mean in English? Is that how you say it? Danke?
Danke.
Close. It means thank you. Sam was correct on that one. Nice. It looks like dank.
I thought
it was dank. What shaping garment of the 19th century was meant to give women an hourglass figure? It was a corset. You were both correct on that one. And the last question, what position does Harry Potter play on the Quidditch team? Now, when you play Quidditch, Sarah, what position do you like to play?
Seeker.
Oh, she plays the Seeker. So does Harry Styles.
There you go.
Okay, so that unfortunately that means that Sam's a winner this morning.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Oh, man.
Thanks, guys. I could beat you in the Harry Potter trivia for sure.
Oh, that I don't deny. Yeah, you got me there.
People are texting in and saying that people actually play Quidditch.
Yeah.
Oh, how do they?
Well, how do they fly? That's what I'd like to know.
It's a good question. Apparently, McGill has a team.
What?
They just hop on the broom.
They hop on the broom and just like hop around.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds ridiculous.
Disappointing.
I'm going to Google this. I'm going to find out how people play
Quidditch.
I'll
see you on a Quidditch field.
Okay. Sarah, we loved having you on. We'd love to have you try again, okay? Have a great day. Okay.
Bye-bye. Love you guys. Bye.
We love you. Bye.
Oh, man.
How do people play Quidditch if they can't fly? I'm so confused.
You played a ringette. Isn't it close? You got a stick
and
a
gun. Skate. We know how to skate. I don't know how to fly.
Not even close.
All right. I'm going to find out. Quidditch, is that what you want people to text?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Text Quidditch to 92925 for your chance to win $100 to spend at Madison's. Hey, you learn something new every day. We've got Dua Lipa on the way for you. Plus, coming up this morning at 8:20. If you're on March break next week, we've got your chance to win an amazing cozy chalet getaway up north for you and your entire family, okay? 7:20. Don't show up. Don't come out. Don't start caring. All right. Good morning to Bianca, Ethan, Gabby, and Leia from Côte Saint-Luc. How's it going?
Wow.
You guys are excited. We're so excited to have you. You said you've been trying a long time to get into play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. All right. So I know you know how to play the game. We don't have to explain that.
No.
And you also know that I'm on your team. I want you guys to win. I don't have to explain that. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you. Good luck, Bianca.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan star in this 2006 movie about two people that get paired together to showcase their dancing skills.
Pass.
What South Shore Montreal bridge allows cars and trains to cross it?
A plane.
The Peace Tower in Ottawa was built to commemorate which war?
Oh my God. Pass.
What Canadian city would you find the giant nickel in?
Sudbury.
What was the famous painter Monet's first name?
Monet. No, I should know this.
No.
Oh, there's
Ooh.
A buzzer.
Yep.
It's okay. Nice work, you guys. We're going to bring Sam in from his isolated booth.
Oh, my God.
Listening to a little Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
My girl. It's a great treadmill song, by the way. It gets you moving.
Perfect beats per minute.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock. You're taking on Bianca, and she's in the car this morning with Ethan and Gabby and Leia, too.
Hey, gang.
Nice. Okay.
Hey.
You ready?
Right. I'm the one who said you smell like fish.
Oh, really? You smell like fish. How did she know that?
That might be so.
Impressive.
Get your trash talk in now before I beat you. It's
that
okay.
Was fantastic.
All right, here we go.
I love that. Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan star in this 2006 movie about two people that get paired together to showcase their dancing skills.
I think it's Step Up.
What South Shore Montreal bridge allows cars and trains to cross it?
Victoria.
The Peace Tower in Ottawa was built to commemorate which war?
Pass.
What Canadian city would you find the giant nickel in?
Moncton, New Brunswick.
What was the famous painter Monet's first name?
Claude.
Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan star in this 2006.
Already answered that.
Oh, right. Sorry. The Peace Tower in Ottawa was built to commemorate which war?
World War II.
Time's up.
That's the buzzer.
Time is up. All right, let's see how y'all made out this morning. I know. It's nerve-wracking, right, Bianca?
Horrible.
I feel your pain. All right. Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan star in this 2006 movie about two people that get paired together to showcase their dancing skills. It is Step Up. Took a guess at that. What South Shore Montreal bridge allows cars and trains to cross it? The answer is the Victoria Bridge.
Yep.
Sam was correct on that. Apparently, like, the safest bridge ever, and it terrifies me every time I have to cross it.
That metal bridge.
Same here. Yeah. Refused to take it.
It's scary, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time I say that, people text in, though, and they're like, Nikki, do you know how safe it is? I'm like, okay, I believe you. I'm just saying it scares me. Okay,
don't look down.
The Peace Tower in Ottawa was built to commemorate which war? The answer is World War I, and neither one of you are correct on that one. What Canadian city would you find the giant nickel in? Ethan, did I hear you say Sudbury?
That is correct.
Nice work. You were correct on that one.
Nice.
And what was the famous painter Monet's first name? It was Claude, and Sam was correct on that one. Oh, that one bombed.
Oh, no, we missed it because of the buzzer. Darn it.
Sorry, Bianca.
It's okay. We love you guys. You made our day.
Oh, we loved having you on, and try again
Thank
soon,
you.
Okay? Oh, you're so welcome.
You.
who said Sam smells like fish, by the way?
Leia,
you are my girl, Leia. Forever. Forever. Have a great day, you guys.
You too.
We love you.
Take care.
Love you back.
Bye.
What a fun family.
Wow.
Yeah, I was the only one that was insulted, though. I don't know how you guys feel.
Oh, no, I feel like she's a genius, Leia. Genius child, that one.
Well, this fish stench guy just pulled off another win.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Fish. We've got two tickets to see The Ethnic Show, July 8th to the 23rd at MTELUS and Club Soda.
You can text Nickel.
Okay, you can text Nickel to 92925 for your chance to win. I'm still thinking about the fish. Neo on the way for you. And Donna Saker has 2 hours of hits nonstop coming up for you. Not long, actually. Coming up at 8:20.